Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud Ches. So today we take a little break from the Sukkah sugyas that we have been discussing, and we get into a Yoredeya sugyah a little bit, and that is in the bottom of Yud Ches and Aleph. The Gemara discusses Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai says a drasha, and Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi says, please explain yourself. So the first one has to do with Sukkah, and that is relating to Dofan Akuma and Dalat Amos. But the second one has nothing to do with Sukkah, but it's here for the same person, Darshan. Zorash Abihuda Bar Ilah, Abroma Sharya. Abroma, Rashi says, is Min Dagim Ktanim, Ve'ein Shratzin Nikarim Bahem, a type of small fish, and Shratzim are not Nikar in them. So Abromya is Mutter. You're allowed to eat Abroma. Amar Lefanav Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Parish, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, explain yourself. Kach Amar Abba. Shomakam Ploni Asura. Shomakam Ploni Muteres. Depends where you are. This Abroma is small, tiny fish. You can't really tell the Simanim. So this place is Asur. Why? Sheshrasim Gdelim Boso Nahar. Because there are non-kosher fish that grow and live in that river. Umirov Kotanam Ein Yachol Hafrisham. Shein Mikarim. Because they're so small, you can't separate them from the kosher. And therefore, from that place is going to be Asur. From this place is going to be Mutter. Why? Rashi, Shein Osonarma, Gadel Shratzim, Kidim Efarish. Because that area, that river, only has kosher fish. It doesn't allow for the existence of the non-kosher, and therefore, you don't have a problem. Kiha Da'amar Abaya, Hai Tzachanta De Bavnara, like Tzachanka, another type of small fish of Bav Nahara, the Nahar named Bav. Nara Sharya, my taima, why is it mutter there? Ile bim shudra difi maya, is it because the river current is very strong? Vahidag tame, and non-kosher fish, kima deles lechuta shidra, because it doesn't have a spinal cord, lo matzi koim, the kosher fish can't live there because they can't flow against the current. Right, chuta shidra, Rashi quotes, nosin koach ba'adam ubehema vidagim, it gives koach even in a person. Lio shidrasa omedes bibrius. So, but that's not true. V'kachazin and dakar, you see that they do exist in many places where there is a strong current. Ela mishum de malichi maya, because it's very salty, and they can't exist there. V'ayadag tame, kivin de lesle kilfi, lo matzikoye, because of the dag tame, because it doesn't have the scales, therefore it can't exist in these places. So, v'kachazin and dakar, again, you see that they do exist. Ela mishum de lo marba tinayu, dag tame. It must be that the soil there does not allow for the existence. And therefore, right, Rashi, ain't tit shall osonar magdil umashkitz shkatsiv ermasim. Right, they don't live there, and therefore, you don't have to be worried about those places. Is Rashi alluding to the Gemara in Masech Shabbos of the river itself growing, the spontaneous generation, or is just saying that he's magdil umashkin, it grows there, and they can live there? It doesn't mean that it's actually producing. Interesting, not for now. Amar Avina, the last line, via Ida, the Shafi, Nar, Eitan, Vinar, Gamda, Lahasa, Masir. But now that so many rivers also dump their water into that area, so that it's Asir anyway, because the non kosher fish might end up being there in a certain circumstance. Okay, so the Gemara talks about not being choshish for non kosher fish in certain areas because the soil itself doesn't support these kinds of fish. Let's talk a little bit about the kashrus of fish. That's what we're going to talk about today. Again, big topics, but we'll just mention a little bit. So the Torah tells us, we know that there are two signs for a kosher fish, fins and scales. Fins and scales is the rule for a kosher fish. The Mishnah Maseches Nida discusses this also. That's the perek that talks all about the two simanim, or the two aspects of any area of halacha that are parallel to each other or that contrast to each other, right? Rashi, Zakeis, and Matanos, they are on Daf Nun Aleph, right? If you look at the earlier Mishnah, so it talks about whoever is in this and whoever is in that. Kol Shechayv and Maestros, Betamei Tu Basochlin. And some are Betamei Tu Basochlin and not Chayv and Maestros. Anything that's Chayv and Pei is Chayv and Maestros. There's, right, anything, anybody that's Roy Lodudin and Nefashis, Roy Lodudin and Mamanis. That whole parak there in Parak Basimin talks about when you have two areas of halacha that are parallel but not exactly the same. So there, the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Davnun Aleph Mabezanida, Koshishlos Kaskeska Sishlos Sapir. Whatever fish has scales has fins. The Yeshlos Sapir, Bainlo Kaskeses. Some have fins and they don't have scales. That's the Mishnah. So every kosher fish that has scales, you know, also has fins. But there are some that have fins and don't have scales. They ask the Gemara, so why are there two kosher signs? Just say it needs scales, because if it has scales, then you know it has fins. That's the Gemara's question. Kol sheyesh lo Kaskeses, Doctor, Yeshlo, Jeshishlo, Samiri, the Kaskeses, Doctor, Mirti, and Anka Kaskes of Kidan. So up here, the Kasvachwana, Lomali. So what do you have to know about stop here if all you need is Kaskeses? Skip a couple of lines. Velotha Brahmana Kaskeses, Velo boy, stop here. Amr, Vyavo, Vachetar, the Verbi Shmal, Yagdil, Torah, Vyadir. What does that mean? Yagdil, Torah, Vyadir. Right, it explicates it more, right? The Torah explains itself, even though it didn't have to explain itself. Yagdol Torah v'yadir. I once heard a pshat in the Sefer, Yagdol Torah, actually. I saw in a contemporary commentary, Likut on the Parsha, in Yagdol Torah, that fins and scales symbolize something. Scales symbolize, that's the protection, that's the armor of a fish. That's the scales. The fins are what makes it swim, right? It shakes in the back so that the fish could swim. So life is not just about protecting who we are and where we are, but it's about going forward. It's not just about scales, it's about fins. And that's how you make yourself great. That's what it means. Why does the Torah say just fins and scales, just say scales, and then fins would be me'ala? No, it says fins, yagdol Torah, to tell you the secret of how to be magdol, how to become great in Torah and in life and in Avodas Hashem. You can't just have scales, right? You got to have fins. You got to move in life. And therefore, that's the drash by yagdol Torah v'yadir. Okay, but either way, we know there are two simanim of every fish. Animals have simanim. Fish have simanim. Birds do not have simanim, right? Birds should be kosher, as long as they are not on the list of the non-kosher birds, because the Torah lists off all the non-kosher birds, so the kosher birds should be okay. The Rama quotes the concept in Simen Pei Beis of Misora, based on the Rashi Maseches Chulin. The Rama quotes in Simen Pei Beis, right, that's the Simen about birds, right, Simani Oftar lo nisparish ben haTorah, Ela mana minim tveyim bilvad. The Shulchan Aruch says, it only says the non-kosher birds. Al-Vashar, Bini, Ofos, Mutarim, Vaminim, Asurim, Chavtalat, Amurim, Batorah. And the non-kosher types are 24 types of non-kosher birds that are listed in the Torah. Kol Mishu, Baki, Ba'usa, Minim, Upishbosahem. Anyone who is an expert in those Minim, Hariza, Ochel, Kol Of, She'enu, Mayhem. You can eat whatever bird that's not on the list. Ve'enotzorach, Badika, Va'oftar, Nechal, Bimisores. But an Oftar is eaten with a Misora. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Vu sheyia davar pashut ba'oso makom shezeh of tahar." The Neman Sayed Lomar of ze hiterli Rebbe Hatsayad. Vu sheyachzeg also Hatsayed shubaki b'minim atveim ha'amurim b'Torah ubishmosayim. Somebody is an expert, so he could eat with a little more flexibility. Mishena makiram v'ni odiashmosayim. But if you're not sure, then there are simanim that Chazal have given, not in the Torah, but Chazal have given. Kol of shehu doreis. Va'ochel, any type of predatory bird that tramples and then eats, bi'aduashu miminim tmeim, v'meni odeim darisim lav, so then you have to check, right? The Gemara gives simanim, if it, when it stands on a string, where does it put its fingers, and its claws, right? So that is a discussion in the poskim. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel, also about its nose, that its legs, other type of simanim, says the Rama, v'yesh omrim, she'en l'smoch afilu al zeh. Veinlechol shum oaf ela b'misores shekibla bo shuhutar. Right, the Rama quotes that v'cheinogim v'lashanos. That's the misora. That's the halacha that we don't need anything except with a misora. This is based on a Rashi. Rashi says the Taz quotes it hatar de gola to agma hayimachzikin osa b'tar olachazban ruosha dareses v'kakaz v'atoso sheyochol osa tchila v'kasha. Right, these quotes. The Taz discusses how could it be that they were eating not kosher? Doesn't it say behemdan shel sadikim? Ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takal al yadayim. It will never happen that a non-kosher food will be eaten by a tzaddik, even the animal of a tzaddik. Okay, and then he discusses that issue. But again, the shach says sivkat and vav venira dim yesh lohem misoras shem mitzorach livdok achar shum simin. Right, you don't have to check once you have the misora. You know this is kosher. Then you don't have to check the simanim. Again, he says it's Sivkat and Tesis again. Pirish v'azmut rafilu below b'dika klal. That is all by birds. So we have birds and fish and animals. So fish have the simanim. So the question is, though, do I have to check for simanim? What if I go into a store and if there's a Jew at behind the counter, I could ask them, and he's an Eidech and Bisurin. But if it's not a Jew, can I just go into a store and buy skinned fish, buy filleted fish, and I'm not able to check the fins and scales? So what is the halacha? So the Rambam, fascinatingly, the Rambam counts four different svos relating to checking for Simanim of Kashrus. If you look in the Rambam, Kuf Mem Tes, the Lechita follows him as well. Kuf Mem Tes, the Rambam says, Shet Sivano Lubdok Simani Behema Vachaya. We are commanded to check the Simanim of Behema Vachaya. Vushiyu Malim Gera, Vishosim Shesa, Vaziyem Motolachan. You have to check if it chews a scud and has split hooves. The Heyosenu Mitsubin Livdoko son Be'ilu Asimanim Hu Mitzvah Saseh. So Mitzvah Saseh says the Rambam Omri Yisbarach Zos Hachaya Sher Tochlu. These are the Chayas that it goes through. The Simanim, that is Mitzvah number one. The Yorez Zeh Shebeva Sheba Elu Simanim Elu Enim Bateres Bachila. Vizeh Lav Haba Shebechal Aseh Shehu Aseh. Mitzvah Kufnun. Sivano lived up with Simani Ha'of Gamkein. It's a mitzvah to check the Simanim of the birds. What does that mean, Simanim of the birds? There are no Simanim of the birds on a Daraisa level. When we checked all of the 24 types of non-kosher birds, matzanu behem sgulos, we found certain types of characteristics that applied by all of them. Hem simani of tame. Ve'yosinu gamki mitzuvin ladun ba'ofos v'lomar zetame zetar zemitzas asay. That's by birds. Number three, kufnun aleph. Shesivanu levdok b'simane chagavim gamkein. Kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers, as the Tukim described in Parasha Shmini. And finally, kufnun beis. Shesivanu levdok b'simane dagim. Ve'im ksuvin batora. V'amar yisali yisbarach shemo. Ezet toklu b'kol asher b'mayim. V'chulu. Somebody said, ochal dag tami over ba'asei v'los asei. Ki ma'amaro ze achol shmeni shesulos alo tochal. V'lav ha'ba mechal asei asei. So the Rambam counts four different mitzvos of checking. So the question is this something that is ma'akev about checking? The Ravid writes in the Minyan HaKatzar that it's just a lava b'machal asei. So here you can check. See, if another Jew checks, he was motzi you, so to speak, in your chiyuv. But what if you cannot check? So the real question is there a positive requirement of checking, or checking just really means yidia? It's to know. Different gersos in the Rambam, whether it's livdok or leida, but if it's a real thing to check, then maybe you wouldn't be able to. But most assume that it cannot be a positive mitzvah to check. Some achronim point out, the Rambam himself quotes, as we just saw, there's a mitzvah to check birds. But if on a daraisa level there are no simanim, say, how could you include birds? So what? The Rabbanah came up with that, but the Torah doesn't say it. Right? All the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamites that even if an animal is kosher, as long as it has simanim, even if the simanim aren't there right away, even if they're asa legadol acharzman, so those are impossible to check. So how can you say there's a positive element of simanim? It must be that it is yediyah. So as long as you know, so therefore lechora you should be able to go into a store, and if you assume that it is the kosher fish, there's no chiyuv to check as long as you know this is kosher. Are there a percentage of fakers that are going to present the non-kosher fish as kosher fish, and there would be chashudim? So again, in the days of old, you went to the store and you saw the fish, and you said, "I want that one," and you bring your own knife and you choose it and you cut it. But now, Bizman Azeh, you don't. Let's say you would go into a large store that is not Dafka, a kosher store. You're allowed to buy the fish. So a number of poskim, Moshe Feinstein, and other poskim say that salmon and red trout both have a pink flesh. And there's no non-kosher fish that have that U. So you know it's salmon. You know, there's no other fish that it can be. If they artificially feed it some other types of foods, wouldn't it give it that color? They say it wouldn't be in the flesh. It might be in the other parts of the body, and therefore, if somebody sees that type of fish that has the red, pink flesh, so you know it's a kosher fish, and therefore one would be allowed to eat it. Maybe they cut it with a knife, that also cut non-kosher fish, so wash it off. Number one, probably they only deal with this kind of fish, right? The places only deal with that type of fish in that area and that knife. But if there is a chashash, right, a cold knife only affects the outside, and therefore you can just rinse it off before using. What comes up more often, another case, is what about tuna? Right, the big controversy of tuna came up a number of years ago. What about tuna? Why? Because there's no mashgiach on the boat, and they catch the thousands of tuna in every net. Do we have to be worried that there's also non-kosher little fish in the net of tuna? So there are those, this here, B'Shem Rav Moshe, they say in the quote, they're of Henkin or Machmir, because maybe there's not kosher fish in there. But others are more makel. The Rambam quotes in Yerodea, in that, in Simon Pei Gimel, right, Pei Beis we read before, that was the Simon about That was a siman about the birds, and Pei Gimel is the siman about the dogim. Siman about the dogim. Simani dogim for Hashem Batara. Koshi Yishlo Sapir Vekaskas Estar. Vesapir Husha Shatbo. Sapir, the fin, is what they swim with. Vekaskas Es Henaklipa Sakvosbo. That's the scales. That's the, armor, so to speak. Vedavka Shem Niklafim Biyado Bakli, as long as you could peel them off, that is a scale. Avalami Efshal Kavami. Are a dog. Lo Mikri Kaskases, not a Kaskases. Fine. V'afilu ein lo el esnapir echad, v'kaskasas echad mutter, v'afilu ein lo atah, v'asil legadal machas man, but we just mentioned, even if it's going to only grow afterwards, that is also okay, sh'elo bo de mamayim, or it's only in the water, and it falls over and you take it out of the water, miyad ba'losu le'abasha mutter, that is okay. Then there are the Shulchan Aruch quotes, yish mini dogim shekashkasim dakim ma'od, v'ni karim, v'im karchu bebegad o naso asa bekli mali mayim and imzu kaskasim mutter. Sometimes you can't find it, but if you find it in the water that where it used to be, so then it is okay. And all the details of this of the simim, if you look later on in the Shulchan in Sif Zayin, Pei Gimel Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what about innards, just innards, the mush of fish. Kirbei Dagim, could you trust that they are from kosher fish? Kirbei Dagim Einu Nekachem Ela Me'amumcha. You're only allowed to buy it from an expert. Ela imkein omerlo haYisraeli hamochram ani malachtim. Unless the Jew says, I salted it, Moses midaktar. This innards, I salted it, and I took it out of a kosher fish. Avalam amarlo tahorim haim. They didn't say, I took it out. He just said, it is tahar. Then you don't know. You don't know unless somebody is hofsa bakashas. But the Ramah on that statement of Yisraeli hamochram says, O Ovid kochavim, or a non-Jew. Or a non-Jew, the Ramah says that a non-Jew can be trusted that this is kirvei, the innards of a kosher fish. Why? Because the Ramah says that the Shach says mashmi dvarav midvarav defilu bekirbei dagim veubrei dagim sheni mochumani. It sounds like from the Ramah the pashas is that even if they're in a mush, and the Rashach says I don't understand that vutamu ma'od. I don't understand why they would be trusted. Why a guy would be trusted in this case? So he is generally machmir and says no. You have to see the whole fish. The shach continues and is machmir in lalos al adas lo smocha diburos lo vikachavim kishomer ani malachtim tevade in edus lo vikachavim vein dikduko shorashba barur gamar abans overcame bechulu and he continues. He seems to be more machmir in this case. But achrodim based on the Ramah the Chalkas Yaakov notes that we know that there's the principle of uman lomara umnase, and therefore if he is a professional fisherman and he doesn't want to lose any of his business, then that's what he's trusting, and that's the OU policy and other kashrus organizations that on the boat the fishermen only want tuna. There are different types of tuna, and if whatever they don't want, they throw back, and they never use it. And that's one filtering process. And in the factory, they filter out again. And there's been the OU has done many random checks, and have never found any problem, anything other than the tuna. And even if a tiny, tiny non-kosher amount would get in, there is a huge rove against it. A huge rove against it, right? And this is a tiny, tiny meat. Right, some achronim, the Rivash writes in a long tshuva, simin kufsani beis, maybe you shouldn't say bitul barov here, because the whole point is to check. Right, there's a mitzvah to check. Maybe that means not to rely on the rove, because there's a mitzvah to check. But the answer is that this isn't just a meat, it's a miuta to miuta. It's tiny, maybe it's even echon mine elef. Echon mine elef, this relates to a big discussion of different types of roves. Different types of roves. Rav Shechter says that there are five types of rove. Right, there's from the worst to the best. The worst is rove garua. Rove garua is 51%. Right, tiny, it just makes it over. So that doesn't even beat chazaka by ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Right, it's not a birur. 51% is not a birur. Then you have a rove bari, a nice strong rove, 70% to 90%. That's a birur that beats a chazaka, but the meat is still there. The meat is still there. You have more than 10%. And remeir is choshesh l'miyat according to sabtanam. Then you have over 90%. That's not even a miyat hamatzui. The Mishnah of Yaakov writes 10% is a miyat hamatzui. You don't even have a miyat hamatzui, right? So that is a strong rove, and in most cases you can rely on it. All right, no need to check shatnez, right? It's not called shchiyah chazeka because for shluchei mitzvah v'chulu. Then you have a super strong 99%, the miyuta to miyuta, right? And even Rabbi Meir wouldn't be choshish in this case. Miyuta to miyuta. Maybe you'd be even be motzi mamon based on this rove. And then sometimes you have cases where the Rishonim say it's not even the miuta to miuta, it's echad mina elef. That means once in a blue moon. and that you could even be meko possibly by pikuach nefesh. Chassam Sofer discusses this type of rov in Yaradis and Mishalam Ches, famous tshuva, where he discusses the case where in the 1700s there was a chshash. They were nervous that they were burying people alive and they weren't really dead yet, so they made a law that you weren't allowed to bury people except for 3 days after they were declared dead. Right, so that it came out, and the Chassam Sofer discusses there a super rov that once the breathing stops, right, it relates to the brain death sugya also, once the breathing stops, there's no more, nothing to worry about more, and it's echad mini elef, that somebody would be alive, and the twitching or anything that happens afterwards is not really a sense of life, it's just the body, going into the, moving around and situating itself in the earth. But in that context, he discusses rov. That's what the poskim say here, that it's echad mini elef, that you would find the problem, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. Some quote that there is, maybe there's a problem midrabanan, there's a type of fish, a chilek, right, a kosher fish, that Rashi discusses, the Mishnah quotes in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey, but it comes up at the same net as the non-kosher fish, so the Rabbanan forbade it, so maybe this is like the chilek. Rashi uses the lashon of echad mini elef, but there's still a chumra to Rabbanan. But poskim say that seemed to be only a specific type of fish that Chazal were talking about, but it's not a rule that should apply to fish that are echad mini elef. That's in terms of just the fish itself. Bishal Akam also is a discussion. They cook it. So again, maybe now it's Nechal Kosh Moshe Uchai because of sushi. Many do it. Rav Moshe writes, quoted in his Talmud Sefer, the Rivos Ephraim, in Chelak Hei Simen Tov Kuf Sadi Vav, that maybe this is even better than a palter, right? You don't even know which worker turned it on. There's no Chash Chasnus. It's so far removed. Maybe it's not Ola Shulchan Malachim. Many coolers that we have when it comes to Bishal Akam regarding this issue. But again, Rav Moshe himself is machmir by the tuna issue. So it's interesting that by Chal of Yisrael, he's makel maker adin. For once there's yediyah, you don't actually re'iyah. And here he seems to be taking more of a chumrah stance. Okay, we'll stop here in the discussion of checking fish.